CliffCentral.com.
All right, George Meany's here. Hey, George, what's happening?
Hey, Gareth, good and you?
Awesome. Nice good. To see you. What's good happening you. In your world?
In my world, well, you might have heard some illegal street races in Cape Town.
They shut some of them down, but then there was this guy who crashed. There was a video of that. Someone was sending it out on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
kind of dramatic.
Yeah, it was dramatic. It was on the N1, I think near Sable Road, and he crashed. They were allegedly he died, and then he wasn't dead, and then... And then the truth of the matter is he got his legs amputated eventually.
Ay, ay, ay. So he didn't die.
No, he didn't die. But
he's got no legs now, so no more racing for him. No,
that's sort of a perfectly good BMW died, and that's what made me sad.
Yeah, that's very true.
But you see, this is it's all sorted itself out, really. Because the BMW was probably insured, or if it wasn't insured, maybe it didn't deserve to be insured. And the guy hasn't got legs, so he can't street race anymore. Everybody's happy now.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, the one thing about these illegal street races is they heavily modify their cars, and they move these races around, and they use applications to chat to each other to organize the race at the last minute.
You sound like you know about this, George.
I've just done a bit of research.
George came second last night.
They don't wear helmets.
He was horrified that no one wore helmets, but
exactly. And then these kinds of things happen. And you know what the saddest thing is?
The saddest thing is that these people watch all the Fast and Furious movies and think that they are in one.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they all know what happened to Paul Walker.
Yeah, well, some of them haven't really read that story yet. They still think Paul Walker's alive.
And then they kill pedestrians. Which is the saddest part, and they don't understand the implications. But I think the worst part is one or two of the illegal street racers were interviewed and said, well, he's going to carry on street racing because he knows how to drive. I mean,
the guy without the legs.
No, not the guy. Some other street racer, anonymously. Not the guy without the legs.
So that's ballsy. That's really ballsy. I don't care. I'm gonna drive. I'll drive again.
You do get modified cars and stuff, or but I think the arrogance of these guys in not really caring. It's silly.
Arrest them. You are not Vin Diesel, you douchebag.
Or Diesel.
Is it Diesel?
In South Africa.
Hello, Vinny Diesel. I'm from Boksburg, panel beaters, Vinny Diesel.
And I can modify or drop your suspension.
Or put on fake pedals in the wrong place so that you can use the car even if you don't have legs.
Or put the shopping trolley push cart thing on the back.
Stop it, George. You don't have to be so mean. Really.
I'm not. Anyway, on a lighter note, Jerry Seinfeld is facing a lawsuit alleging to have sold a fake Porsche for $1.5 million.
Why does my Porsche sell for so much less? What happened?
Well, Jerry Seinfeld decided to auction his Porsche back in March 2016.
Was it a
Porsche? And I don't know if you know the famous speedster made famous by James Dean.
No.
So that's what it looks like. You'll know.
Oh, the one that he died in.
That's a very pretty car. So how many of those are there in the world? Only a few?
Well, of this particular model, which is aluminium, there are only 60 made.
Oh, wow. 61.
61 now. You're quite the Seinfeld this morning.
Because Jerry made
Jerry
a cold
one together.
I'm going to make this in my garage.
He probably did, but he's apparently cooperating, and his lawyer says that this guy's not doing the right thing. Oren Snyder,
damn you, Oren Snyder!
And apparently, Oren Snyder just ignored Jerry's request for him to provide me with evidence, and I'll give you money back. Launched this lawsuit against Jerry Seinfeld. Some people just want the
crooked
15 minutes of
crooked
fame.
Jerry. People are calling him in the Hamptons
Crooked
now.
Jerry.
How many cars has he got? He's got something like 60 or 70 cars.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, he and Jay Leno both collect cars. Jay Leno has a warehouse full of cars. You know why people hate rich people? Because of Jay Leno.
Because of Jay Leno.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll never forgive him for his son. That
his
horrible
son?
Music he made.
Jay Leno, you're thinking of Tom Hanks. Jay Leno is the guy who used to...
Yeah, isn't Jared Leto...
No, Jared Leto is not related to Jay Leno.
Who's that guy's dad then?
Ben, you're mixing things up here.
Confusing me.
Listen, Ben Kaczynski.
Barkinski.
Sorry, I mean, it's a story of counterfeits. I'm getting all...
yeah, you're getting mixed up with different kinds of counterfeits. No.
Ben Seinfeld.
Seinfeld collects a lot of cars, and so does Jay Leno. They're not related to each other. I don't know who their sons are, but they collect a lot of cars. All right.
Okay.
Back to you, George.
Back to me. Expensive car options for the super rich. So, okay. You know, you can add optional extras to your car when you buy it, like sunroof and in the old days, electric windows and aircon. Now they come standard. But the most expensive options for the rich. Ferrari golf bags with your Ferrari for $13,000, which equates to 175,000 rand.
Sorry, I'm going to use a technical golfing term here, but that just makes you look like a doer. It just does.
It does.
I've played golf with rich people before with class, and none of them come close to even touching that.
They wouldn't have a Ferrari golf bag.
You'll get one guy who got one golden handshake, rock up with a Ferrari golf bag, and people will literally throw prunes at him. It's just like such a not done thing.
Or acorns on a golf course.
Yeah.
Rolls-Royce Starlight Headliner. There's nothing more annoying than taking your favorite person out in the roller to find a nice spot to enjoy the night sky, only to find out that it's cloudy and to see the stars.
Okay.
So this $13,000 optional extra always has the stars above the Rolls-Royce's headliner.
So, in other words, you can project stars
fiber
onto...
optics.
Good Lord.
For $13,000, 175,000 rand again. A Rolls-Royce drinks cabinet.
Okay, that
$14,000.
Leanne, that sounds good.
Yes, that I would get even before the Rolls-Royce.
In fact, I think you do have one.
I just need the cabinet. Don't need the car.
Hey, what does it look like?
The cabinet.
Is it walnut with probably brass railings?
Maybe gold.
Gold railings.
Gold. BMW i8 tailored luggage.
The i8 is the electric car, right?
Yeah, that's also fine.
269,000 rand.
Yeah. That's quite expensive for luggage.
It fits perfectly into the i8's trunk.
Okay, well, in that, now you've won me over. All right.
And also, you can't just drive an i8 with some horrible duffel bag. You just saw my hoy in the back there.
No, here's my credit card, George. You've convinced me.
I don't know. What's wrong with a duffel bag?
No, George, you've taken the responsible decision to get an electric car at the forefront of engineering innovation. You can't just have something from Sportsman's Warehouse. You can't have your under-16 hockey tour to Margate as your bag of choice.
But what if it's like, you know, one of those comfort blankets or something, and you want your duffel bag?
No.
Under-16 hockey tour to Margate bag.
Sure, we get holes in it and nothing is left.
Holes in it, strange stains, and smells a bit like the sea, yeah. Put it in your boot.
In an i8.
All right.
Ralph Lauren owns the most expensive car in the world.
Does
Bugatti 57 SC Atlantic, which is worth $40 million.
What does it even look like?
It looks like something out of the Great Gatsby, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that's massive.
Jeez, Ben's good, huh?
Jeez.
No, but I mean, like,
beautiful.
I get that, but that's just not usable. It's just about having, I've got the most expensive car.
Well, when you're Ralph Lauren, I mean, a lot of the stuff he has isn't usable. It's just all for show.
Ralph Lauren's Bugatti. It's very nice. Jesus, just look that up. Oh, it's fantastic. What a beautiful car. And then there's this old creepy, oh, that's Ralph Lauren.
And that's it for today.
That's enough for us to chew on, trust me. It is a strange-looking car, though. I mean, it's sort of like the Batmobile.
It is.
Right?
But Ben's right. It's like the, you know, kind of the Great Gatsby.
It's also like if a hearse became a sports car.
Yeah, it is very dark.
It's like, I've dropped the corpse, let me just chop this part off, and let's go race. Let's go street race.
This is definitely Ben Seinfeld today.
Let's go and street race at Snake Road in my Bugatti. It looks like a hearse.
Just wear a helmet.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. It's been a very busy morning. CliffCentral.com.